The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
Legendary country music performer Roy Clark passed away on Thursday. I'll be honest with you, most of my life, Roy Clark was the hee-haw guy. And growing up as a kid in Central Illinois, I wasn't a big hee-haw fan. Of course, as I got older, got more involved in country music, I came to appreciate not only Roy Clark and his talents, but hee-haw a whole lot more. What's amazing to me, being in the country music industry for as long as I've been in it, Roy Clark never really played the game. He did the hee-haw thing, which was so much the epicenter of country music in the world, but then kind of, well, didn't fade away because he was out touring until the end. He had a theater in Branson for many years. He lived in Tulsa, Oklahoma, but he didn't play the Nashville Music Row politics game, unlike so many older artists trying to stay viable. I don't know if he did it on purpose. I don't know if he was forced to do it. Hopefully he did it because it made him happy. It's not a good thing. It's not a bad thing. I'm just sitting back reflecting on Roy Clark and all he really meant to country music. I never appreciated hee-haw until I got older. Now, of course, I watch repeats every single weekend and laugh hysterically, remembering the good old days.